Okay, we're in the middle of Siman Lamed Beis, and we're up to Seif Lamed Vav. So now we're talking about the writing at the beginning of each one of the four parshas that are going to be in the tefillin. So says the Mechaber, Yaseh kol parsha yoseh psuchos, chutz mi parsha achrona, ksuva batora, shehi v'hoyim shamo, sheyasena stuma. So you're supposed to write all the parshios that they should be psuchos. Now, Mishnah Berurah right away points out, Ne'ikar Adin, the only discussion that's being had here is by the Tefillin Shel Yad. Yeah, because they're all on one piece of parchment. But in the Tefillin Shel Rosh, they're written on four separate pieces of parchment, so then it wouldn't really make a difference. You just end up starting them all on the beginning of each line. However, here we're talking about when you can write all four parshios on one piece of parchment, how do you do it? So it's shaykh to have psuchos and stumas. What does that mean? It means that after you finish the previous parsha, you then leave out a minimum of nine spaces, and then you start the next parsha on the next column. Meaning, so then if you would start it on the next column after you skip nine spaces, that's called psucha, as it would be in the Sefer Torah, where you finish the previous line, and then you go nine spaces, and then you also start a new line. That's considered to be psucha. However, it would be stuma. So if you would just skip the spaces and continue on the same line, so that would be difference between psuchos and stumos. So the Mishnah Berurah writes over here that the minig is nevertheless to be makbid on psuchos and stumos even when it comes to the Shel Rosh, where you're writing them on all four pieces of parchment. So he says that's just a minig. It's not me'ikar adin necessary, but Lamaisa, we would start each one of the parshas at the beginning of the line on a separate piece of parchment. But what the Mechaber is talking about over here is that the other three parshios were all written psuchos in the Torah, and V'hayim Shamo was written stuma in the Torah, and therefore, if you would write it psucha, that would be a problem. And not only that, the Mishnah Berurah says, we're actually saying that if you'd write the psuchos stumos or the stumos psuchos, that would also passel it. Then the Ramah jumps in and says, no, V'yesh machshirin b'kulam psuchos. There's some who say that it's kosher even if they're all written psuchos and not stumos. Says, what does this mean? So first of all, it means only b'diyed. And second of all, he's saying that even though V'hayim Shamo is written stuma in the Torah, since in the Torah it's not next to any of the other parshios, only Shema and V'hayiki Yivyacha are written next to each other in the Torah, but those are psuchos anyway. So therefore, you can't be makbid on the halacha, whereas if you're writing a Sefer Torah that you have to put it as a stuma, versus here where you could put a psucha or stuma, because Mikara, I'm sorry, over here, if you wrote it stuma, obviously it would be similar to the way it's written in the Torah, but if you wrote it psucha, so then it doesn't matter because it's not written next to the previous parsha anyway. And he's saying that writing something psucha or stuma is only important insofar as it relates to the previous parsha in the Torah. And therefore, it's not a shinui from the Lechol Moshe Misinai of which parshas are written psuchos and which parshas are written stumos. And he writes at the end of Sivkon Kuf Nimchas, V'chein Eskimu Ha'achronim. He says, this is the psak of the Gra, the Yeshuas Yaakov, right, and many other achronim against the Taz, that it's still kosher b'dievet if you wrote them all psuchos. Right, and just, so he says, but he points out in the next Sivkot in Kuf Nintes, that if you would do the opposite, if you would make all of the parshios stumos, then certainly it would be possible according to everybody. Fine. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, so the Ramah again said, "Yesh machshirim b'kulam psuchos." There are those who say it's kosher if they're all psuchos. Uvimdinos elu noagin af parshas v'hayim shema berosh hashita kishara parshas. And we have the minig to skip to the end of the line and to continue a new column for the parsha v'hayim shema, even though in the Torah all they did was skip nine spaces and then write it stuma. But the minig is to make it psucha even l'chadchila, because again it's not next to anything else, and therefore the Ramah says that the minig is to do it even l'chadchila, even though we said before within the shita of the mechaber we're makel only b'dieved, but here we're actually going to do it l'chadchila in such a way. And then this the Mishnah Berurah adds on over here in Kuf Samach Aleph. He says that so too, if we were talking about Tefillin Shel Rabbeinu Tam, you should also make them all psuchos.